Giving really is good for you.
For weeks after Leslie lost the job she loved, she felt terrible. Then, one day, after another disappointing job interview, she passed a homeless shelter and decided on the spot to volunteer there. Just making the decision made her feel good, and since then, her mood has improved a lot. I started volunteering because I wanted to make a difference in people's lives, she said. But since I've started working here, I feel much better. I think volunteering is helping me more than it's helping them. Leslie's situation isn't really that unusual. People often feel good when they give their time, money, or things to a good cause. What is more surprising, though, is that there is a lot of scientific research that proves giving really is good for our mental and physical health. Better mental health. When researchers at the University of Oregon studied the brains of 19 women, they discovered something interesting. The pleasure areas in the women's brains lit up or became more active when these women chose to donate some money to charity. When we give, our brain chemistry actually changes. Our brains release chemicals, such as serotonin and oxycodone, that make us feel happier. Giving doesn't just make us happier, it also reduces our stress. Researchers at Yale University and UCLA, University of California, Los Angeles, figured this out by studying the lives of 77 adults. They asked the adults to keep track of two things: how many times each day they felt stressed out, and how often they did kind things for others. The people who were kind to others more often were less affected by stress. Better physical health. Being generous doesn't just affect how we feel. Researchers at the University of California and the University of British Columbia have learned that it can also lower people's blood pressure. The researchers gave some money to 73 adults with high blood pressure. They told half the adults to spend the money on themselves and the other half to spend the money on other people. After 6 weeks, the people who had spent the money on other people had lower blood pressure than the people who had spent the money on themselves. Being generous can not only lower our blood pressure, but it can also help us live longer. Researchers at the University of Michigan determined this by studying 423 elderly couples for 5 years. They discovered that the elderly people who helped others were more than 50% more likely to live longer than those who didn't. Giving can take many forms. Overall, the research showed that it doesn't really matter how or what you give. Whether you donate millions of dollars to medical research or spend an hour a week talking to a lonely person, you can get the same health benefits. Now, Leslie is still looking for a new job, but volunteering has given her a whole new perspective on life. "The experience has taught me so much," she said. "I'm starting to realize that it really is better to give than receive."